Now, he begins here in verse 4, something that's quite interesting. He's going to give us a chain. He's preparing us for it. It begins down a little farther, but let me read verse 4 now. By which are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Nobody but Simon Peter had ever said that, precious promises. He talked about the precious faith that we have. Now he talks about the precious promises that have been given to us. Now there have been given to you and me some glorious, wonderful promises here in the New Testament, by which are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Now, one of the promises is that of eternal life. He that hath the Son hath life. And believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. And you're born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Now, you might be partakers of the divine nature. That is, that you might be a son of God. What a tremendous truth this is. This is something that's overwhelming. When you're born again, you are given the nature of God, friend. You long for the things of God. Don't tell me that the Christian life is a series of little do's and don'ts today. And if you don't do this and you don't do that, you're living the Christian life. My friend, you're partaker of the divine nature, and you want the things of God. That's the thing that's important. Now he says, having escaped the corruption that is in the world today. Well, that in and of itself is a tremendous statement, by the way. A little later on, he's going to talk about these make-believers, and he says they have escaped the pollutions of the world. The corruptions of the world is that which is inside of you. Pollution is what's on the outside. What a difference there is to escape the corruptions. We've got a great deal going today about anti-pollution. A great many people think if you clean up the environment, it will make nicer people. It won't do a thing for them, my friends. The religious people go through an anti-pollution program. They go through little rituals, little washings, little this, little of that, little of the other thing. And how many people are like that today? But my friend, if you're going to escape the corruption of the world, you've got to have a new nature down there. You have to be born again. Partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And my friend, you can be religious to your fingertips. And you can be as corrupt as anyone possibly can be. And I want to tell you, there's some people, when you see them on Sunday and then see them again on Monday, they don't look like the same folk by any means. Why? Well, they have been through an anti-pollution program on Sunday. But the anti-corruption program is when Jesus Christ comes into your heart and into your life, friends. You become a partaker of the divine nature. And that is so wonderful, I can't even begin to tell you what all that means. That means that you've been born again. How? Not through corruptible seed, but the Word of God. And this Word is living. If you believe it, if you'll trust Christ, you are born again. Now, we hear that so much today, and I think it's become almost a worn-out, hackneyed expression with so many today. But it means you're a partaker of the divine nature. That is the nature of God. And you haven't lost that old nature. There is a conflict in the life of every believer. And therefore, the best illustration that is in the Scripture is what our Lord gave about that prodigal son. Now, he could go to the far country because he had an old nature. And he could spend his money in riotous living. And he could get down even in the pig pen. But you see, he was a partaker of the nature of his father. His father didn't live in a pig pen. His father lived up there in a wonderful mansion. And the father believed in godliness and cleanliness. And on his table there was nourishing food. And that boy, since he's a son of the father, he has to say it. He wouldn't have been a son if he hadn't said, I will arise, I'll go to my father. And you couldn't find a pig in the pig pen that would say that. They didn't want to go up there. I read another article just the other day. A man raises pigs, and he says they're clean little fellows. Well, he's got a group of pigs that I never knew anything about, but I do know, and we're going to see in 2 Peter, that the pig can get washed and cleaned up. And he can become a very tidy little fella. In fact, he can join the church, and he can become a deacon in the church. Actually, he could become a minister in the pulpit. But he's a pig, and a pig finally is going to return back to that pig pen. Now, the son, he's partaker of the nature of his father. Now, if you're a child of God, you have the nature of God. Isn't that wonderful? I can understand God. When he speaks in his word, when the Spirit of God makes it real to me, hear the Father's voice. And I don't mean an audible voice, but through the word of God. Now, notice, because of that now, he said, and beside this, and very frankly, I feel like saying to Simon Peter, and I rather feel like I know him, beside this, I said, what in the world can you add to the promises of the Lord Jesus Christ? And what is it that you could add to being a partaker of the divine nature? He said, well, when you get that far, you just started. You see, what he's saying here is, there is something beyond salvation. Now, somebody's going to say to me, what do you mean that there's something beyond salvation? Well, you remember Paul said to Timothy concerning the Scriptures, they're able to make you wise unto salvation. Well, Timothy was already saved. What did he mean by that? Well, that salvation is in the past tense. I have been saved. But it's also in the present tense. I am being saved. And it's also in the future tense. I'm going to be saved. Now, beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be. What he shall appear, we shall be like him. Now, I'm not like him yet. Maybe you are, but I have not arrived. But I'm in the process. Now, he's going to talk about the Christian when he's born again. He shouldn't stay in the crib and say da, da, da the rest of his life. And he shouldn't need burping every other day. And he should get to the place where he begins to grow up.